Attention all, it is the Professor D with the T, coming to you live from the University Podcast Studios, where we service tea to its hottest degree, and it's always piping hot. We come to class for the latest gags. We check the books for the latest looks. You guys, class is now in session.
Class is in session.
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 In session.
All right, you guys, welcome to the second episode of the University Podcast, where we serve its tea to its hottest degree, and it's always popping hot. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to the second week. Last week, we got some great reviews, and of course, we come to give you all more content, as we always do. We have a great, interesting episode lined up for you all today. I'm going to introduce my special guest. We have the fan favorite, Shantia Ashley, coming back, Ooh. The Queen of Shade. We have the Counselor of Reeds, okay? We also have the newcomer, Mr. Dion the Deity here.
Hi.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the shadiest of them all?
That would be me.
He's come to grace us with his presence today. Ooh. Well, all right, you guys. It is the Professor D with the T, as always. So let's waste no time. Let's go into the syllabus.
Let's get to it.
Today, number one, again, we have Wendy Williams. I love Wendy so much, and you all, I was so happy. I'm so excited for Wendy. She has finally spoken her truth. You all, Wendy Williams has addressed all of the rumors in such a classy way, and she's made the fans want her even more. Can we take a look at the first video, please?
Yes.
Agreement, because people try to find a way around that too. She's old enough. She's not having any more kids. That's been dried up in a good way. No. I mean that in the best way.
Yes.
Women who've crossed through menopause, the one thing we never have to worry about again is that. Because I don't know about you, but my diaper changing days are over.
Come on, child. I know that's right.
Girl.
All right, that's enough of the first
video. She always say one and done.
I'm glad she's feeling better.
Wendy has finally addressed the rumors. Her diaper changing days are over, okay? She's at an age of her life. She don't have time for the foolishness. Kevin, if you don't have time, get the fuck out the way, okay? And I'm just so proud of my girl Wendy. Usually she always spills the tea, but when it comes to her personal life herself, she doesn't have anything to bring to the pot.
Yeah.
Yes, but this week she has been revealing everything, okay? She's been letting us know that she's still dipping it and doing it.
Who's she dipping it and doing it with?
Them young men, the one, who was she standing behind?
It's a bodyguard.
Yes, somebody's bodyguard. She was lusting, honey.
Okay? Is it the same one that's always on set with the little goatee that the cameraman be going to? Girl.
Child, Miss Wendy?
I'm happy for her.
She talking about Kevin. She must have already been trying to get in that dip with that chip because
she been knew about what Kevin was doing years ago.
But baby, which brings me to the next topic. Not only is she through, but baby, sweetie's done. Baby, she had the car repossessed. Can we play the receipts, please?
Yeah. I saw that.
Baby, she got the car repossessed. Let's play the
second video.
But I'm
like, damn, ain't Kevin like executive producer of her shit? Like, he don't got no money? Yes.
I was like, I hear this in
Come on, independent woman. You better be an independent woman, Wendy. Yes, child. Miss Wendy does not play.
That bitch don't give a
girl.
I am so proud of my girl, Wendy, you all, and hopefully you all can sympathize with her.
Like I said, I feel like she's known for a longer time, but I'm happy that she does finally have the strength to
just
put
walk
her
away.
Own happiness on priority instead of, you know.
She ain't already brought herself down as low as she can go.
Girl.
Oh, my gosh.
She had that relapse. She let that man drag her back to the streets, back to the sober house.
Baby,
so I'm glad she got that strength. Yes. Her Graves' disease and relapse. Like, Wendy been going through it. So, like I said, I'm glad that she walked away.
Putting herself first.
Well, all right, you all. And not only that, but she's taking away his coins. Okay, he is no longer the executive producer of the Wendy Williams show. Can we show the receipts, please?
Okay.
Baby, okay.
Child, he thought that apology was going to do something. No, ma'am.
Baby,
baby, that's not going to work.
She thought.
He still going to have to give her half. She's going to have to give him half of that money.
No.
That shit says Wendy Williams Hunter. So both of them are on there.
and she can prove that he was in, like, cheating on her, but he was working, rule yeah, nothing. True. Like, you ain't getting nothing.
But still, he was on the show from the beginning. Like, he's been behind the stage so from the beginning. So from the show and shit, like, oh, she gonna okay. give him something. Yeah. She taking that car. But at the end of the day, that shit says like Kevin Hunter.
Every rerun that his name is on, he gonna get money for
it. But you know, Wendy do a lot of motherfucking reruns. I don't live for the reruns like Jerry Springer, though.
Right?
We're going to move in next to the next topic. The next topic isn't necessarily about Miss Wendy Williams. It is about her husband. Now, allegations have been coming up about him having his boy toy and the homosexual allegations. Can we please play the footage, please?
Everybody. Oh, my God.
Everybody want to dip in the man pond.
Going on between you and Wendy Williams' husband.
It wasn't a sexual relationship. It was much more of a abusement relationship. It was much more of a put me down and keep me as your boy to a relationship.
You guys did have sex.
We did. We gave each other fellatio. Ooh. He came over and practically raped me.
Oh my God.
I knew he was hot. I sleep naked. You can ask my wife. I always sleep
this
naked.
This is so nasty.
This is so juicy. Oh my
this
God.
Is. I didn't get the details. I just knew about what was going on.
He ate me. He spit in me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Enough.
No, keep going.
No, stop. Enough.
Keep going.
Enough,
did they get the paint brushes? Did they paint the walls brown? I want it all.
No, ma'am.
We would not discuss those alleged allegations. That's yes, nasty. We don't do that. Next.
Why
I don't
he
know
choose
what type
to speak up now?
On.
Like I said, no. Why he choose to speak up now? It's on the docket. Let's talk about
money.
All right. Next, we have Miss Remy Ma. Remy Ma reportedly under investigation for punching her co-star, Brittany Taylor.
She going to jail.
She still on papers. That bitch is going to jail.
As soon as Brittany posted that post on Instagram, I knew she was going to jail.
Baby, let me tell you about Remy.
Bye bye, Golden Child.
Baby, this is not C Block D, bitch. We are not on the yard, Remy. I'm gonna need you to get your shit together and act like a classy fucking lady.
Even if she goes to the pen again, I feel that Papoose should still stay on Love and Hip Hop.
To secure the bag, I agree.
To secure the bag, to talk about. And
the
I
black
know,
love and how he holding
right,
her down.
I want to know what happened, first of all.
Well, you all miss Remy Ma, hopefully.
Remy Ma didn't even have a storyline this go round and round. All the time we seen her was doing the Golden Child video every
Andy
once
fiasco.
In a while, yeah. And then at the reunion, like, the bitch wasn't even on that. Bye, Papoose can go too. He can make a cameo as the best friend.
All
bye.
I have to say is this bitch has had 7 winters and 6 summers and still has not
okay.
learned
not
a right. lesson.
Okay.
Remy, okay. since you have okay. been brought and written up in my office, you are being sent to the alternative school, bitch. You are sent 500 feet away from the university campus. You are taken away from all of your extracurricular activities, and you cannot
bitch throw
go
bottles.
To any of the celebrity events. Next,
and
okay?
And bitch can't get to celebrity events if she behind a big wall.
Hello?
Okay.
Still bars, honey.
Ooh.
Under the cage. She ain't getting out.
Well, you all, moving on. We have social media reacts to Beyonce's new Netflix Woo! Documentary, Homecoming. Can we please show the picture, please?
I haven't seen it personally. Woo!
Ha ha! Sha ta 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 ta. Yes, ma'am. Can we show
this
the next picture,
This studio about to
please?
Catch on fire.
The next picture, please, of Beyonce, the Homecoming picture.
We love Beyonce
the portrait.
Over here.
Did you watch it? Because this side
fans.
Of the table didn't watch
Oh, you
it.
Know I watched it.
Baby,
at 2 o'clock,
stand, okay?
I was ready.
Yes,
at
I seen people was like, 1 o'clock
there
Netflix.
There goes my queen right there.
Hello.
Now, you all, I have an exclusive announcement. I'm sure you all got the emails when I told you. Me being Professor D with the T, I have the connections.
Oh,
what
kind of
Miss Queen
B
herself has heard the first episode of the
oh,
University.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And
okay.
she has
she
allegedly sent us a video, a one-on-one portrait of her singing. Can we please play the special video of Beyonce
Come
from
on.
The
Let
Homecoming
me find out
live
just
album.
Listen to the little Feed the American Kids. Oh! Don't
Come
do
on,
Tisha. Like she don't look like pumpkin. Yes.
Yes. Come on, Queen. Come on.
All right, you
she
all.
That
up
in it.
Where is Tashina
Beyonce.
Arnold at?
Come on,
Kelly.
The real singer.
Yeah, where is Kelly?
Like, come on, bro.
Baby, I would like to thank Miss Beyonce for giving us that one-on-one footage. Beyonce, we here love you at the university.
We do love you, Queen.
That's
B.
not blasphemy.
Before we move into the next,
we love you, B.
Before we move into the next topic, it goes in order because, of course, when they was in the group, Beyonce was number one, so we have to bring her up second. Next, we have Miss Kelly Rowland. Now, before we play the video, I would like to get a little bit
Michelle
into
and
it.
Kelly.
I would like to get a little bit into it. Miss Kelly, you were brought up on charges Last week, you was brought into my office for allegedly sleeping with Jay and having that baby looking just like him. And so, baby, we did read your ass, and we read your ass for filth last week. But let me tell you what I done did.
I wasn't there, so I wasn't a part of that dragon.
Oh, no, but let me tell you.
I was a part of that.
Let me tell you what she has done, you all. Not only has Beyonce given us, but Kelly has saw us as well.
What Kelly said?
And Kelly has sent us a threatening video. Kelly, we don't take what you, we don't take threats lightly. Can we please play the footage of what she has sent the university, please?
Because
we read her ass for filth, bitch.
Because Lil Titan looked just like Blue.
Kelly.
Bitch, Kelly has said, bitch, if y'all talk about me one more time on this docket, bitch, I'm fucking y'all hoes up. Kelly, bitch, got we ain't scared of you.
What is she hitting?
That
bitch?
Man's so scared. He got extra equipment on. Like, come
that
on.
That bitch ain't hitting nothing.
Baby.
Am I missing something?
She not hitting him or the notes.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you, Miss Calandria Rowland, baby, just because you have been brought up in the university's office doesn't mean that you can send us training videos like that. Now, bitch, we just here just to spill the facts. Now, if you was brought up on, you know, on the write-up, bitch, we have to talk about it. But, bitch, what you don't do is send us those type of videos.
I see she didn't send no defension saying those allegations are false. Because that man, I seen her husband, and that man is skinny. Yeah, he has an Ethiopian-shaped head, not a strong African-Nigerian head.
You all, the university moves so fast, you all. And that is not the only celebrity who has hurt us. We have the last celebrity who has
Beyonce,
decided to
Kelly
clap back.
Beyonce, Kelly, and who else? Girl.
Damn, this
Michelle.
Thing
you all, Miss 3LW star and power star Natori Naughton has hurt us. We have read her ass last week for her poor
again,
vocals.
I was not a part of that. Okay?
I like Natori. Right. There's nothing against Natori.
Right? Well, she's an esteemed actress.
Let me finish saying
it.
Let me finish talking about it. Baby, Miss Ma'am is back in the studio to try to prove us wrong about her vocals, baby. I don't want to hear none of that shit.
She for the scene?
No, we ain't got no video. Oh, we just got the post. We just got the picture. But we do have the receipts. Can we show the picture, please?
Because
we don't just say, okay.
Oh, who's that producer? Who's that?
In the studio.
Who's that?
Blessed to be working with my amazingly talented friend, whoever his at name is. We're not going to give him free promotion.
E-Hudson Music.
We grew up in Jersey at New Hope Baptist Church together. 20 years later, we still making hits. Bitch, what hits? Bitch, what is?
Where the first five at? First three.
Bitch, you just
first
hit
30
me in the
seconds.
Head with that news,
I only know one song that I just heard 2 weeks ago.
From the Tory or from 3LW?
From 3LW.
What song you heard?
Can't.
Yes.
Your man.
Bitch, at sophomore kid college, we made a whole dance up to that.
Really?
Yes.
Mm. Oh my God.
I had just heard that song.
I only know that one album, though. Like that one album that came on BET After Dark. Anything after that was mashed potatoes and was gone.
Girl.
Is Adrian doing any music? What's she doing?
No,
she's not doing
she
a gospel
baby,
album.
She's scared to do.
She's
music.
First lady right now. We're gonna let her. We're not gonna talk about the first lady.
I ain't gonna.
But you know she married to Israel, so
yeah, she's
and Israel
first
we
lady.
Fall down. No, that's not we fall down.
No, he's.
I am a friend of God.
I am a friend of God. Say so. Alpha and Omega. The list goes on. I love you, Israel. If you listen,
well, you know
to
what
this.
They say, Israel. You can't make a woman to a housewife. So.
Oh my God,
baby! The way she
I'm
did
need you
my,
to
the
apologize.
Way she did my fan Rob,
I'm gonna need you to apologize. Other man.
She was
horrible.
Talking to Israel while he was still married.
Baby,
no, that was
horrible.
A joke. That
you
was a joke.
Very
she was still
no.
talking to Israel while he was
we
married.
Adrian Bailon. We support Miss Megan Good. We support Ooh. All of the.
I support Megan Good. I support Megan Good. But Adrian Bailon was messing around
he
with Israel
married?
While he was still married. He was married, and then they, you know, her and old boy broke up. Her and Lenny broke up
allegedly.
And then after a while, boom, they was engaged. They was taking wedding pictures and
Israel.
Shit like bro you just
Israel I
let thee without
love
sin cast the first stone.
I throw my wife away for Adrian Bailon any day. So
yeah, Adrian, man, she's cute. Like, she's cute. I look, I was Chanel. I like Adrian.
Period. Well, the second lead vocalist of the Cheetah Girls.
Thank you.
Not second lead vocalist.
Raven will always be number
Thank
one.
You. That's what Keely said.
Need the
Aqua
voice.
Was
it's
that
the
bitch.
The Cheetah Girl is Miss Keely Williams. Next
bitch,
topic.
Raven, come on. That, look, she bitch said, you won't pay me. I'm not coming back. I don't know what One World got to do after Raven was cut.
She
I
had
can't
to go
to
college
want...
trip. She had to go get more money.
Baby, she
okay?
had more coins, okay?
She had to go get more coins.
That bitch
Martin
somewhere
Lawrence.
Being American somewhere.
Martin Lawrence, okay?
I like Double Dutch Bus.
Hello, coming down the street.
My favorite song by Raven is
Cartwheel.
Push yo bitch not
yes!
backflip, bitch not cartwheel, ho.
I said backflip cartwheel.
Girl,
oh
I'm
my god.
This
bitch take them goddamn cartwheel. Raven said
I like that video. It had a whole
but
premiere and everything. Y'all remember that it had a whole world premiere?
Yes, on Disney Channel.
I did not know that Raven had like 10 albums. What did she say on 106th part? Isn't this like my 10th album
not
that nobody buys?
Albums that no music that no one buys anyway?
Mm.
Bitch, all I know is Shine, Backflip, and Cheetah Girls 1 and 2.
Raven, you have your chance, babe.
No, she still has it. I'm not going to even like my Raven. Girl out because she has the personality and she has the voice.
The vocal ability, yes.
She just does not have the writing. That's what's wrong with a lot of y'all faves is that they don't have the writers behind them.
Bill Cosby gone. I said she better call Bill. But
girl.
Next. We would not talk about that goddamn Bill on this motherfucking show. Fuck Bill. All right, next we have a serious topic, you all. We have the state of Florida is under investigation. Can we play the...
The whole state, finally.
Damn, what state?
No, on a serious note, you all. On a serious note. Can we please show the picture of the... Students of Florida are calling for justice after the video of deputies using excessive force on teens surfaces online. Now, you all, before we tune into this video, this is a viewer's discretion advised video. For those of you who are the faint-hearted, this is not for you. But let's tune into the video. You all pay close attention.
Let me see this shit. What he do?
Them niggas aren't
they don't care. They don't. Ooh!
He's 14.
Damn! Whoop! Whoop!
He's 14.
Wow!
Bitch, that shit ain't fucking funny.
It's not, but
damn, that shit is sad.
Shit,
like, what the fuck?
Every other day you
funny.
See a video of a black child getting beat by the police officer. This whole motherfucking country need to be under investigation, okay?
Okay.
What did the boy do? I want to know what the boy did.
It doesn't matter. Nothing that he did. That's
deserve to be punched in the face like that.
We don't, but we have to see how we get there. We need to know what happened.
You're the professional getting paid with tax dollars. You're supposed to uphold the law.
And it's people like that thinking that said, well, what did the girl do to get raped? Or what did the boy do to do this?
I'm not saying they deserve what happened. I'm like, damn, what happened? We just going to the video. What's going on? I want to know what's going on in general. Like, people are filming. What the people filming for? They should have been breaking the shit up.
Oh, baby.
How are they going to break it up if they couldn't see this nigga getting his head forced and doing
it? It was nobody else taking it.
One nigga's breaking it up.
The only person I'm going to break up is the police and my mama. Because you're going to die that day, period.
You see, the boy tried to break it up, and he got pepper sprayed, and he got taken to jail as well.
Exactly. This is no life or matter. I'm not going to do that, but...
This country needs to wake the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
We really need to wake the fuck up.
Is that the same boy where it showed the video and all this is swollen?
No, that is not.
All this is.
All this is.
I think it was Florida, too. It was the same boy, and all this was swollen. It was broken.
Ain't Florida where that goddamn Zimmerman at? And that goddamn Trayvon
on
there?
That's why I said they should have been on the investigation.
We might talk about Chicago. We would put Florida on the ballot next week.
Hello.
You are. It's a crime just being in your own skin.
Period.
It's a crime being in your own skin, and it's really sad. It's really sad.
But let's like have people like Beyonce
to
show the world what we're capable of.
What Beyonce did.
Representation of her race. If you had seen Homecoming, you'd see all the different poets that she quoted.
We're not
that
she this.
Quoted. It's okay to quote other people.
I love that. Beyonce does not even have to give an interview anymore. She just pulls the archives from the legends to let you know how she's feeling.
Okay, but we're not gonna overdo this topic talking about Beyonce.
Yeah,
this is
know,
a serious matter.
Everybody goes back to Beyonce. Everything revolves around
the
sun. How she's
spoken up about it. Like, she quoting documentaries and famous women. But well, you know, I give Jay the props. I know Jay is in these streets, and I say that because you know a lot of the Black Lives Movement, huh? Jay Z was bailing a lot of
people
out.
Right. Period.
I give her that.
Well, you all, that's that. The next thing on the topic, I would like to call this Mother Warns the Kids. Can we please show the next picture, please?
Mother Warns Kids.
Hell is hot. Do not be a thot. You all, I would like you all to cherish that message and use that as your mantra for the rest of 2019. Hell is hot. Don't be a thot. Shanti, what do you have to say about that?
I ain't never been to hell, and I don't think I'm no thot, so I don't know.
You ain't
what
never been to hell, you ain't never been to thot.
What's hot to
relate.
You might not be hot to me, shit.
Period.
How thotty do I got to be to get to hell? Is a smile considered a thot, or do I got to go all the way?
It really don't matter. Do you? I'm all for sexual liberation. It just won't be me.
All I have to say is bust down, Tatiana.
I just see you bust down, period.
All right, now you all, moving back on another serious topic, we have a really sad case. One of our beloved favorite comedians and actors, Martin Lawrence, is going through a hard time right now. He's literally turning into someone else. He's turning into Big Mama. Can we please show the picture?
What? I seen that shit.
What?
He don't look like Uncle Cordy.
Martin is really turning into Miss Big Mama. What is going on, Martin?
No, Martin is sick, though. That's not laughing, Martin. Martin do have health issues. Okay. So that's where the weight come from. That's the health issues. I remember they coming and saying.
I remember the eye thing. Yeah, back in the day.
Oh, my Lord. He looks like Miss Hattie Mae Pierce.
All he needed is this wig.
Okay.
So is he going to be running in the movie?
Yeah, they got them doing action scenes, but I'm pretty sure you know they don't do all their stunts.
They're going to Photoshop his legs. They're going to Photoshop his legs.
They're going to Photoshop the whole person in there. You're going to see the back of his head and flash.
We are going to hell.
But you know, they're more funny than comics. Since they old, I don't think they're going to be doing running. They're going to probably be more funny. They're probably going to be on some train the next
You know what? Just to be completely honest, Bad Boys is before my time, and I've only seen bits and pieces. So,
okay,
y'all can have it.
I seen Bad Boys 2. I didn't really care for Bad Boys 1 too much, but Bad Boys 2 was funny.
That's the one with Gabrielle Union, right?
I love the one
with Gabrielle Union. Yeah, and then Will Smith, and they interrogated the boy and the exes. And that one was more funny. The other one was kind of serious. It was like KKK. Well, that's too.
They was trying to.
I prefer Big Mama. Can we do another Big Mama's House over Bad Boys 3?
No.
Hell no.
Y'all don't like Big Mama's House?
No. It was so bad when they went to college.
Oh,
it
wasn't, I wouldn't say it was bad. We need an original.
But
we
I would say I would not like one more coming back.
Yes. We need Martin, bad, Nia, but I would and definitely Lil say.
We need to know what actually happened to the actual Big Mama. Like, is she even still alive? Like,
the Big Mama is dead, baby.
Yeah, they chopped up and put in little pieces.
They
showed
it.
Damn, what happened to little... They never said it on the third. She was pregnant, and
nothing.
I didn't see the one with his son. I was
when they went to college.
Yeah, I was over that. I was over that shit.
Well, all right, you all enough of that Bad Boy shit. Martin Lawrence, we're praying for you and your health. Next, we have white man sentenced to 10 years in prison for trying to have his black neighbor lynched. Can we please pull that on the footage, please?
Oh no!
All right, you all. All I have to say is, what in the entire?
How do you try?
Allegedly, he, undercover FBI officer, hired one to set it up for $500, child. So they, they catch him by this for $500.
That's that black market.
They catch him by this for $500 nowadays.
So he paid, the neighbor paid the FBI $500.
Right. He had a search for, what do they call it?
A hitman.
Turned out to be an undercover FBI agent.
And the way he wanted this man to be murdered is with a noose around his neck. I ain't never heard of him. Can you do a drive-by? What happened?
Y'all really think y'all are supreme, but yet y'all are dumb as fuck. Like,
Come on.
Who calls somebody for a hit anymore? If you don't know the connection, shut up. Like,
my thing is, imagine being the neighbor watching the university right now knowing that you're...
Like, you tried to lynch my ass?
Look, you have any comments, sir?
I invited that nigga to the Christmas party. Mm-hmm. He came over.
It'll be a Netflix documentary.
He was mad them niggas moved in. That's what.
Ooh, tell the truth.
That's what it is.
Tell the truth.
You know what? I've seen a post that said white people act like God left them in charge when he left.
That's what they try to act like. But okay.
You know,
they white Jesus left them in charge. The real Jesus.
And he was a motherfucking pedophile. So.
Ooh.
You know the original portrait, the portrait that they have portrayed as Jesus is like the Pope's son. I thought you were talking about Jesus Christ.
No, we know
the pictures that they have portraying as Jesus.
Like that white lady said, hell is hot.
Yes. No, bitch. If my Jesus is white, I'm going to be in hell.
Period.
But like I said, it's just a picture they modeled it after. They were saying like, no, this nigga, you need to look up who y'all worshiping and hanging in y'all church.
I knew that wasn't him to begin with.
All right, the Bible says wool. Hair like wool.
Ha 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 ha.
Come on.
Well, I don't read that book that much. But
my grandma told me that.
Play with you.
I like to hear about it. I like to hear all the quotes about it. And stuff. But you all, lastly, on the syllabus. We have another person from Michigan. A Michigan man is reportedly suing his parents after they threw out his adult film collection worth over $29,000. First of all, what are you watching at $29,000?
Like, he had to be old, first of all, because, I mean, it had to be, like, on real CDs.
It's based on his parents. He got the VHS and shit.
Yeah, it had to be, like, an antique collection. Like...
Damn, right? What is he watching that Booty Talk, the original Booty
Talk? Superhead still making stuff.
That's what he got, that Superhead shit.
It's a dumb case, but it is.
No, that's my money. That's my property. You threw my shit away. I need what's... You know, somebody sued their parents because they was ugly.
You are free to go. Whoever does, you are free to go.
jail, bitch.
Oh my God.
Now I'm in this office right now. I don't care what I was watching. It was mine. Why did you touch it? You start. I start throwing your shit out. You're gonna have a problem.
It's a good point. Yeah, it's mine. So it don't matter. It's a winnable case. Whoever has the better lawyer is gonna win. So
they got. He got to have the receipts documented, everything booked, and be like, "This is how much I spent. I bought this on December 1st, 1996."
He's gonna have to have proof that it was actually his purchase that he should be reimbursed.
Oh, a lot of that shit was probably pre-recorded. HB late night.
Mama gonna have to catch some hands. Mama gonna have to catch them hands.
Is your mama gonna have to she pass that mortgage?
She was trying to. What happened was she was listening to Nipsey and she decided to sage that house.
Nah, she seen that thought. The hot is the hell is for the thought. The hot or some shit.
The parents said hell is hot. Hello.
So she still had to, you know, try to help her son out a little bit. So.
Oh my God.
Did I ask you to touch it? I throw out your Viagra and your wigs. You're gonna
we didn't ask Jesus to die on the cross either, but God just knew we needed.
Baby, you are not comparing.
You are not comparing my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
It's a porn stash.
Okay, it is what it is. Oh my gosh! Well, you all, that has been all for the syllabus for today. Now I have an interesting treat for you all. We have a new segment.
Ooh.
We have Ask Me, Professor D, and that's when. You all just asked me for some advice, or the guest panelists as well. So during the week, we've been getting a lot of questions and everything. So we just chose the top three to discuss.
Oh, okay. This is cute. Yes. I like this.
So I'm going to go over it first, and then you all, I'm going to eventually ask you all your intake.
All right, let's do it.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. What slang or trend makes you feel old?
Oh.
For me... Oh, what slang or trend? I would have to say the new music trend nowadays because I used to be hip.
Understandable.
But the new music that's out nowadays, it's I'm like, trash. What in the fuck
but
is
every
going
now
on?
And
like,
then I still not... get into somebody, you know.
Every now and again.
Right.
But
I get a one hit. A
I
one
mean,
hit
I feel so old. I'm like, who's this?
Like once a month, I hear a song I actually like.
Everybody got a little name where everybody killer this, so everybody YG that or two letters, AZ.
Everybody is young boy, some shit. I'm like, who?
That's actually only one person.
No, it's like three young boys get money. What the one that was dating Black China, all them got the same. Like they all in the same. Look,
the YN something.
Yeah,
YBN
that young money some
yeah.
shit. I don't know what they. I don't listen.
It's
to
YBN
it.
Something. I don't
they
know.
They all
what it
under
is.
The same shit. And it's like everybody name is something similar. And I'm like, wait, which is who?
They
be like so, he got beat up. I'd be like, which one is that? The one dating China or that's the other one?
Okay.
I don't know.
The one that got herpes.
Ooh. Allegedly.
No, he has herpes, baby.
Ooh, allegedly.
That ain't allegedly. That's out there.
Which one got hurt? Look, which one?
We don't have the facts. We don't have the slide.
Young NBA, young boy.
Oh.
Never broke again.
Okay.
Yes.
You want to look like. Yeah. Is that oh the one God. Of the Jazz Prince? Because if that's the one of the Jazz
cute.
Prince, I ain't going to say
he's
shit.
Actually kind
of
cute.
Because Jazz Prince going to shut that shit down. So.
Well.
So all right.
So what trend? I was going to say. So what trends?
What makes me feel old? You know what? I was talking to people earlier and I was asking them, have y'all ever seen a 13th year? And it was like, no, what's the, y'all don't know what the 13th year either?
No, baby.
The movie on Disney Channel where the boy, when he turned 13 and he started turning into a mermaid, all them late night Disney Channel movies make me feel
I need to go back and watch that one. That's what I forgot.
And he was on the swim team and shit, and he was booking.
Yeah. He was a mermaid.
It's Aquaman Jr. shit. Oh, crap. Let me stop cursing something.
So that's what made you feel old? Because I don't be knowing
your
cinema?
Because, you know, I be using, like, similarities and metaphors. I use a lot of old, like, 90s sitcom shows. And, like, right now I'm binge watching Family Matters, and it's like I did not catch
get into it.
Half of them
get
jokes
into it.
Come through.
Get into it.
Bitch, I be legend. Crying. I be laughing.
Where you binging it at?
I'm on Hulu binging.
Oh, okay.
Family Matters.
I gotta get on both of that. When I get that Disney Plus thing,
bitch, I'm getting
get
that Disney
all
Plus.
Hello, let's save a little money.
Bitch, no commercials. If you got a student account, you probably can set it up to get a student
like $4.99.
We'll come through with the discounts.
Hello,
the discounts
I'll be getting
codes.
That discount, baby.
I got a Spotify discount, $5.99 student.
Hello.
All right, Dion, and you?
You know, I think I'm, other than the music, like you said, I think I'm pretty much up into it until I see a prom video.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Like,
y'all,
they
I never
act
got to
like
go to the prom. It's okay.
I didn't care for my prom.
It's they just do it, these kids, like it's a big reveal. Like, they're, like, blindly getting married or something. Like, they've
that
never
shit
seen
is
that
costing
person
money.
Before.
These that shit costs more than
coins,
a vendor.
Dion. They what, spend those
we
coins.
We all met up at the park, took the pictures, and then rode a papados, and then rode
no,
the
bitch.
Ah, bitch, like, not the papados,
they, it's
bitch.
In front of the fountains down by the Galleria where everybody takes
you know that's where we was, period. Like, all this extra, like, acting like you crying and stuff. Like,
I feel like if your
bitch,
parents
I saw one prom poster. This bitch came out the casket, bitch.
Ooh,
she was ready
I
to slay. She has
that.
Literally been slayed, bitch.
No, bitch.
She came out the motherfucking casket.
Was it the
ready
white
to
girl?
Slay.
It was the white girl, wasn't it?
It was multiple videos. But mine was a sister. She was a C-star.
Oh, okay.
C-star.
She got up on that
bitch, I seen like it was a prom episode where the girl was coming out the house and they made a whole reveal, like all of
right.
Was
that's what
outside.
I be seeing
they
all the time.
Smoke, and the people came, like they did a whole Beyonce choreograph.
I saw that was too much. That was no stop it.
I said, if your parents got
nothing with Beyonce
time,
is ever too
I'm glad
much,
Noah
y'all.
Is a boy. That's what I'm glad right now. Noah's a boy.
Bitch,
I
thought
nice
I if it was the video I was watching, the boy was doing the dancing, bitch.
It was a boy.
The boy was doing the dancing.
But that shit is a lot. They be wanting Lamborghinis and Maybachs and shit.
Right?
Like, bitch, I was trying to get a running car. I was in a motherfucking Corolla.
Like, y'all acting like, and back in my day,
but
it was
we didn't take
after
it serious,
prom
that
was
the money.
That was more
like,
the anticipation.
It wasn't even prom. Like, we're not even eating the
that's
food.
That's what I said. That shit costs more than your senior fees. If that costs more than my senior dues, the only thing I'm paying for is maybe a dress. You're not going to stand hair and makeup nowadays. But a lot of shit, I guess maybe you can do it on a budget. Like, you can get a customized dress for a good $400. You know, your mama do hair. Your sister do makeup. Like, it's worth it. But if your parents want to put into it, do it. Shit, if I had the money, I might. Because I didn't do it for myself.
You better buy a lot on that budget. And if you got the coins to do it,
that bitch might not. They might not get married the way the generation is going, you know.
Ooh.
So maybe this day wedding. They putting that shit in for their wedding.
Well, y'all don't know the trends.
Everybody got baby showers because they ain't nobody having no bridal parties.
Exactly. Hello, Bachelorette is a no-go. So,
I hate y'all. All right, moving on to the next question we have. Ooh, this person wished to remain anonymous.
Okay.
She says she's from the Wishanigga Woods. Girl, I'm not here to play with you.
Ooh.
She says,
what these woods at?
My significant other and I got together due to her cheating on her long-term girlfriend. Girl!
How you get him is how you lose him.
That's the same thing.
Let me finish. Let me finish, y'all. I got to finish because
that's the
this already got me stricken up, girl, because, you know, we don't do homewreckers over here now.
At all.
Should I trust her completely? Or should I have my doubts? Now, before we go in, I would like to say my piece. It takes a lot of strength and courage for you to admit that on the university, so don't take what we say as judgment. Yeah. I would like to applaud you, but you did fucking ask, and I'm going to tell.
Who's Ashley?
I don't feel like you should be stoned at the stake or, you know, burned at the stake, but I do feel like it's a little bit of karma. But she did not say if she's cheating or if she's having doubts. She's just saying, should she go into it open-minded? Or should she, bitch, no matter how much you think you're that bitch, no bitch is ever safe. Okay, niggas, bitches, everybody's cheating, okay? Everybody's getting cheated on. Everybody. And if she has a history of doing it before, she's capable of anything. And if she's done it to her longtime girlfriend, and you all haven't been together that much, then, I mean, sadly, I'll have you put the rest together. But, I mean, do you, baby. You may be that bitch that changed her life, okay? What you won't do for a bitch, another woman will. And you might have been that other woman who could satisfy her needs just like the other bitch couldn't. So, I mean, what floats your boat.
Who next, Medium?
Maybe like I said, how you get him is how you lose him. That's the first thing I said. That's what I'm going to continue to say.
Okay.
But once again, honesty is the best policy. So if you have your doubts, talk to your girlfriend about how you feel, about how the relationship started and how you want it to work out. I mean, she's at the end of the day, she's going to do what she wants to do anyway.
As she's done before.
But if it does, it could end up being a happily ever after. You know, only God knows. But
so far, it's so good. Like she said, she hasn't cheated or anything. So far, they're doing good. But girl, just keep your eye open, bitch.
I'm gonna piggyback. Let's make it a deal. Like I said, just ask us. Like you said, if you feeling some kind of doubt, maybe she's doing that shit. And if she cheating on you, let's get it to the table before I get my feelings involved.
For real.
Or if you're not cheating, let my spouse reassure me, like, baby, it's not like that. Like, you don't have to feel like that. If you ever feel like that, talk to me. But like I said, the way you get them is the way you lose them. So if
so
you
don't
feel,
be surprised.
That's how you, I wouldn't go into it thinking negative, but at the same time, like I said, I'll talk to the person. We'll have the whole lot up front type shit.
Well,
but
I disagree
you,
with that statement. The way you get them is the way you lose them. But I mean, we can keep going. I ain't going to spill some more tea.
Oh, spill that tea.
You spilling the wrong tea.
But like I said, we have all said, girl, just, I mean, do you
be
and
honest.
Stay true to your intuition.
Just,
you know, if you have
just
that feeling.
Feel. Exactly. If you don't feel comfortable, like, let them know, like, this not going to work. I'm not feeling sure in myself. Or like I said, she might be like, baby, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
And it can be in her head. Like, sometimes we overthink shit.
But then again, you know what? I'm sorry. I want to change my answer real quick before we go. Bitch, all is innocent until proven guilty. If she hasn't done nothing, you can keep it in the back of your mind, but don't hold her accountable for nothing that you think is a what if.
Right.
Let me reiterate that because I don't want to just get on the person because she hasn't cheated yet. She hasn't been brought to it yet. So at the same time, give them the praise that she's done. But at the same time, bitch, we watching.
But if you see them signs and you know, like in back of your head, you like, bitch, you hiding your phone. I see all these different numbers. I know in the back of my mind you doing shit. Like if it seems shaky.
But it may not even be signs. Question. You ever had a friend who you know still, but in the back of your mind, you like, that bitch wouldn't do it to me. This is a bit, as soon as something come, I miss you. You look for it. Ooh, I know that bitch was there. She was just in my house.
Yeah.
Had
I?
Come on. Doesn't mean that the person has ever stole something from you. It's just saying history has a way of repeating itself. Right. You know, history speaks. So, I mean, history says if she's a liar or a cheat.
If you feel it, just say it. I just say, put it out on the table. Let's confront it. Let's roll something up. Let's talk about it.
All right, you all. So that has been it. Thank you all from the Wishing Nigga Woods, who wish to remain anonymous. last question we have. D with a T, what is your number one regret? And if you could go back, would you change it?
You want to start that, Professor?
I did not want to start that. I'll let you start it off, Mr. Dion.
Yeah, thank you. By my government name, thanks.
Yes, okay. Come on. Let's get a change.
I want to say I have, like, my only regret is that my freshman year, I didn't focus as much as I should have. Everything that other than life, everything that's gone wrong in life or what I would think is wrong, I know is a lesson from God. So I'm not going to say I regret any of that. The only thing I know that I could have done better was focus a little more my freshman year. Because, you know, I wouldn't be where I am now, you know, if I'd have, you know, stuck my mind to it and, you know, actually, you know, knew what I was doing back then. So that would be my only regret. But, fixed now, so it really don't matter. But
All right, Miss Shantia Ashley.
Ooh, can I go last? Can we go in order?
Oh. You are in order. You're next.
I'm like, likewise. What regret would I have? I don't know, maybe just not listening to people when people was telling me shit. Like, just stay focused in general. Like, when people tell me about school or, you know. I don't know, I don't really think I have no regrets at this moment. Because like Dion said, like, I pretty much learn from my shit. I can be like, you know, I got pregnant early, but that's not a regret. It's like, I worked through that shit. School, I could have did better in school, but I'm going to apply that shit to college now.
So
people might have gave me advice I didn't listen to, and it's like, so maybe I should have listened to a little bit more of the advice that people gave me that I knew was coming for the heart and had my best interests in mind, but maybe I regret eating all them burgers when I was working at Whataburger shit.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't
live life with no regrets.
Living my best
life. I can say I have no regrets, y'all. It's been some trials and tribulations in my life. But, I mean, I really have no regrets because, I mean, like Dion said, everything has led me to the platform and everything that I am now. You know, whether it's been good or bad, it's stored in my memory bank. And, bitch, I wouldn't be D with the T had I not had the good positive experiences or the bad experiences to know how to handle the situation. You know, bitch, I'm a chameleon. I can blend into anything. You feel me? I know how to change my vocabulary. I know how to change my diction depending on the person, depending on the crowd. I know how to present an aura to make it seem like I'm approachable or not approachable. You know, I know to adapt to the situation. That's because of everything that I've been through, you know? Right. And so, I mean, I guess thank what you. Doesn't kill thank you make you stronger, okay? Day,
thank you.
All right.
Because I needed it one way or the other, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I felt that. Now, moving in on the group discussion, you all. The group discussion and topic that we have today is, drum roll please. What was the best advice that you did not take?
To stop fucking with this one bitch that I...
But elaborate. Because I'm sure we all have a similar story on that one
you
bitch.
You know, she shall not be named. We're going to call her Voldemort.
Gets real.
She was just a using asshole. But she had like a pretty little daughter.
Okay,
you know?
Yes, we know that.
Y'all know that hoe.
Yes, okay.
So I know that hoe.
I remember Professor D with
she
a T.
She had a pretty little girl. Like, and what I just did I do? Love with that girl.
Tell
so
him not to go, right? Because you got into it with us over them.
I didn't get into it with you.
You didn't get into it with me. I was just innocent bystander. I'm always innocent bystander.
Somebody, you know, being the good little Virgo
you
that I am.
Yeah, you trying to defend your friend in her absence. But
right, but
at least you know now.
She ended up being a hoe, but, and you know, plenty of people around me, including y'all, would tell me to stop fucking with that bitch. So,
okay.
Not me.
But, Well, in your company.
Yeah. No, and no long games of concentration.
Right, hello.
Can we get a game of concentration?
So everyone was telling you about this particular friend?
I think the real world is called, the real song is called Song Association, but.
That's the Song Association. After the question.
I don't feel like playing Song Association.
He wanted to play like a harmony game.
We gotta get like a real generator to like do some real games.
Oh, bitch, I thought we was gonna kick it old school like in a garage.
We need a little bit more ingredients to kick it old school like in a garage, but.
All right. Well, that's been it, Chantilla.
Advice that I regret not using is just people telling me not to put stuff off in general. Like, go now, do it now. Like, don't procrastinate. Get it done now. So a lot of things I push back, and I'm like, damn, if I would have did it 2 years ago, I wouldn't be doing it now. So when people tell me to move, just not moving when it was time for me to move.
Okay.
The best advice I wish I had followed was, don't let nobody fucking in, bitch. Okay?
Really?
Stay in this world alone. Really? And the reason why I say that is because most of my downfalls or most of my most disappointments have been from other people.
Point.
I would rather a tragic situation happen, and I can take a tragic situation in my life better than I can have the loss of a friendship or the loss of, you know, a situation that really means something to me. Because, but you know, so if, now what I do is I don't give it the opportunity for it to happen.
But you can't. That's what Voldemort made me want to do as well. But you can't.
Voldemort,
what does that mean? What do let people in me? It just mean like friendship wise. It mean like helping people. Like, how do you mean let people in?
Same group of bitches ain't no into the picture.
Okay, so no new friends. Like,
no, no, not even no new friends. Even the friends that you have.
So what you mean not letting people in
emotionally?
Keeping
them at bay.
What I mean is, don't let nobody, don't give a portion of yourself to anyone.
I agree. I don't do
to anyone. Give a portion, unless it's your significant other, unless you exchange vows to give your all to that person. But bitch, other than that, bitch, yeah, we cool. That's bitch, we friends. Bitch, we
done
been friends for
20
years,
so.
Bitch. But at the end of the day, you know, me, you know.
I get that.
Like I said, I don't care who you are. I would never let a person get in.
And that was my problem. So you're right. You know, giving your all when.
But what I had to learn is every friendship has an expiration date.
I agree.
And you either have to learn the good way or the
especially
bad way,
if it's not
sense.
Built on anything that's fruitful at all.
You agreed.
You know what I mean?
What if it has been? What if all those years, everything has been great?
You still outgrow each other. Like, y'all can still grow different directions and not have no bad blood
but
towards
each
exactly.
other. And I don't think
we just outgrow
talking,
people. People go through stages in life and stuff.
I have friends who I am really good friends with who I haven't talked to in months, you know? And when we get together, it's like
it's
no time
thing.
Has ever been lost. So it just all depends. You just got to be a good, have that gift of discernment to know.
To know.
How to let people in and where to let them in at, you know? So.
Well, like I said, y'all, that's one thing that I have, I wish I would have noticed because, I mean, growing up, they've
How
always
told
me.
How old was you when I told you this?
Girl, I was young, girl, but I was grown. I was young grown. Y'all know I've been grown since I was 7. You know, I've heard this statement at an early age. You came in this world alone, you're going to die alone, okay? They don't make bunk beds and caskets. Ain't that the truth? They do not make bunk beds
they
and caskets.
They do make double graves, though, but I they mean. Do,
yeah, but. Like the military. Y'all can 6 feet, one person, 12 feet. Right,
Bitch, I gotta spend in this place in all of eternity, bitch. I'm on my own space, bitch. You better scoot over.
That's how my grandpa and I'm gonna be buried next to his ex-wife.
Ex-wife.
When Beverly, well, they was married when she passed. So since him being a veteran in the military,
wife, not ex-wife.
It wasn't his first wife though. It was his last wife. When she died, they were still together. Okay. He's alive. And so, yeah,
But you said ex-wife. I was like,
she is his ex. Beverly is his ex-wife. Shit, ex-wife, dead wife, Willow. We wasn't on the best terms when she passed. But now she cool. It's no bad blood, you know. Love. No, you know, I'm not going to rest on my soul being mad at somebody that's in the grave.
Period.
But yeah, like I said, if she's 12 feet, then I think he's going to be 6 feet on top of her. So that's cute. But no, I need room, baby. I want to spread my ashes across the ocean type thing.
That's what my mama say.
Spread your ashes across the ocean.
Spread her ashes over.
Bitch, I want necklaces. Everybody gonna have a little bit of me, bitch.
Oh, you know what?
I want necklaces.
I like that idea of having the necklace. Like, that is something.
I said I get real fat, and they have a company that makes your body into like diamonds. So yeah, it's like there was like you can get your body made into diamonds. So I figured, you know, if I know I'm on a time limit, I'm gonna try to get as big as I can get. Hopefully, I can get a big.
So
diamond.
Many diamonds.
Yes.
Right?
I cannot stand
you. But
you're
gonna be like,
no.
Bring it to me. I think that's a good idea. I don't know how much it costs, but it was like someone will make your ashes into a diamond for you.
If it was covered by insurance, I'd take that route too. But I doubt that it is.
Yeah, spread me across the ocean. Don't have one of them sitcoms where y'all knock me over and y'all vacuum me up and we trying to figure out where I'm Martha at.
Well, I've already been said when I die, I'm not going to be in a castle. I want to be...
No, posed up on a microphone.
Yes, with a suite.
Not a suite.
But y'all gonna have. I want y'all to walk past me and give me a kiss and high five.
I'm not gonna be there.
I want y'all to walk by. Walk by the display. And
I barely make it at funerals alone, like in funerals the casket. Either. Like,
bitch, it's gonna be me, bitch.
I just be thinking.
And if the funeral don't have a smoking section, I'm definitely not there.
Oh my gosh, y'all are. I can't
believe it's you. Just, you know, funerals are sad. Sometimes they take a lot of emotional. So even if I don't know the person, I'm showing somebody else support. So right. They might not be crying, but I'm going to be crying. And she's going to be crying, and I'm going to be crying. So it's like, just so I can be strong for my friend. Because at our funerals, we do prayer lines. The last couple funerals I've been to, they did prayer lines. If I'm lying, I'm dying. At my cousin's funeral, they had a whole prayer line.
Do that at my funeral, I'm coming back to haunt y'all.
And that was the intermission.
Bitch, I want the concert, bitch. I want all the tambourines, the celebrations, the trumpets.
I told my mom, I was like, spend half of my insurance money on renting a choir. Because
we
can, I need y'all to choir, see me
bitch. I need Beyonce, okay?
Sing I Was Here.
She ain't already gone.
Wait for you.
In fact, do we have the video of Miss Tisha Martin Campbell singing Flowers and All Again? No, I'm just playing.
I mean, look, if we can't get Beyonce, we're going to get Tisha. If we can't get Tisha, we're going to put pumpkin in a wig like Tisha.
Bitch, you know what? Speaking of Miss Tisha Martin, we're going to give her due credit. You are. What is your favorite Tisha Martin Campbell moment? My favorite is, good morning.
Is that on the episode of Martin?
The man with ball. It's on My Wife and Kids.
My Wife and Kids. Remember she came in
and sang in competition. Yes.
I don't want to go home. Yes. I don't need to go home.
My friend is, if you're behind the line, you back up. If you're in front of the line, yes, shut up.
I do not remember that episode of My Wife and Kids.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
It's the thing. It's the Supremes and everything. She be hitting that.
I think I would say it would have to be, is it Little Shop of Horrors?
Ooh.
I would say only because it's so nostalgic and it's, you know, a musical. Yes. And she's really in it. So I would say I would appreciate that more. But of course, so many great episodes in Martin, of course, that you can't even name.
Yeah,
so.
That's how I'm
and
like.
Just to sound off on that, we have to sing her greatest hit. I'm still here. Yeah.
I don't know the words. Yeah.
But she is still here in 2019, you all.
But
okay?
I seen the Soul Train. Her and the Soul Train Awards was pretty good, huh, Tisha? I like them together.
Shout out to have yet to see like,
I did not see that. It's on TV One, baby. I just seen the entrance.
I didn't watch it, but I seen like they did the opening where they did a whole bunch of 90s songs.
I did see that.
Clothes.
Yeah, I saw that.
My favorite episode with Tisha is the Biggie episode of Martin.
Yes, I want to go home.
And she was like in the upper room and she was dusting and she was singing like rolling on her. She's like, this I always dusting is.
Okay. Girl,
that is a good episode. So many good episodes of Martin, period.
Oh my gosh, there's only so many people who we can say.
That hair boy episode.
Yes. And then the P was like,
I'm serving you, Diana. Because she was trying to blend that in like it was nothing.
And the boss was like, I'll help you afterwards. Me and my wife got into it.
Right.
But you know, after I seen that episode, I used to have a head boy. And I was like, this when I was young, so it wasn't nothing perverted. I was like, well, if my head could fit. And my head could fit, but you know, I got to duck it to get it out.
Right.
So it was good, but I kept getting stuck in that, honey. I was like, oh, I'm not going to tell nobody that.
You just told the whole world, honey. Like,
well, I was like, Martin, when Martin was on TV, I'm grown now.
Can y'all believe my bitch is on Empire now?
If I'm getting my head boy dead.
Baby, that was short lived.
Baby, not short.
Baby, she was on multiple seasons, baby. She's
she was on a couple of episodes.
She was on four episodes one season, and then the next season she came back to make like two or three more episodes. She is still a recurring member on Empire, so let's not do that, bitch.
I thought they dropped her already anyway.
Don't think. Not Tisha Martin Campbell. Now when it comes to Miss Beyonce, like, understudy, bitch, you have to keep her at hair at all costs,
they
bitch.
Dropped her group from the plot of the show.
Is they bringing Martin back?
Did you watch
back?
The next episode when they brought him back?
Oh, ooh. I did see that one episode of Tisha on there. That's right.
No, don't let him make y'all think that I don't watch Empire.
I don't watch Empire. Unless I'm watching it with Dorian.
Let me find out, Dion. You're not.
It's so many plots going on for me.
Ooh. You know I love me some Justice Smollett.
Beautiful.
He's the kind of woman like some man. Love
I cannot
man.
Stand his voice, but I'm glad.
He always sound like he crying. It always sound like the Maxwell, like beginning of the Maxwell.
Like a sheep.
Everything sounds, even the upbeat is.
But like, I have to say, like, we can talk about
what's his sister? What's Lil Jurnee at? Does she sing?
That music gets better every season.
You know what's stuck in my head for the past 3 days? What? I've been at work singing drip, 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 drip. I'll drop, drip, drop. I don't know. The first song. That hoe was stuck in my head. I'm like, I don't know.
I can stand that song years ago, and I cannot stand that song to this day. But one Empire song I do love is that, what's the hymn of that?
You're so beautiful.
Oh, bitch, I hate that one too.
That's just annoying too.
No, what's it say? Fuck. That goddamn Mariah
it.
Carey.
You can keep your money.
No, that was Alicia Keys. Powerful.
I don't watch Impact.
I was like, that goddamn Alicia Keys.
That
child.
Confused me so much. I was like, he's gay.
And she's gay.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Allegedly, goddamn it. Allegedly.
Okay. Alicia?
It's okay. We're all in the neighborhood here at the
still
University.
Gonna get the strap regardless.
So. Oh, bitch, not get the strap.
Damn.
I'm not my girl Alicia.
I didn't know.
Not my girl Alicia.
Well, you know, they do be on vacation on with Swizzy's wife and them. They were your chummy.
She do need to come host the Grammys again because that was really good.
I only like one scene from the Grammys, and that's the piano scene. I do not like her Grammys. Was boring as fuck. Her outfits was dry as fuck. I appreciate the natural face.
It's supposed to be dry. Like, get me into what's coming up next. Don't try to be funny and not be funny.
That's what I'm saying. She ain't got to be funny, but you need to keep my attention. Like, her outfits wasn't keeping my attention. Only thing kept my attention was her playing the piano. That other shit was like, girl, go to the next act.
The only host that we need. Make an imprint. Next, the only host that we need next, and I'm going to need Hollywood to stop being on that fuck shit and that bullshit, is my bitch Monique.
Hello?
I don't
give a fuck what none of y'all say in the motherfucking
And what she did the BET Awards like 3 years
in a row. Motherfucking homage and give my bitch Monique her motherfucking credit. We need to accept her with open arms and bring my bitch the fuck back.
Year and then came out on Get Me Body.
She has her residency in Vegas going on right now.
It's
you
still
know
going
I'm
on?
Of course, baby. Please go out and check my girl.
But I think
Monique
they canceled Britney.
The
they got to fill that spot.
Oh my God.
I feel bad for Britney.
Little Britney.
Free Britney.
What's wrong with Britney?
Britney's back in the
facility. Her dad's dying.
Oh my God.
So that's why she's having a mental. They were saying they didn't voluntarily check in, but now they're trying to keep her. They canceled her.
They're trying to make
sending.
Her force her to take medicine and stuff.
Yeah, don't do that. Britney, was it Britney on 7? Don't cut her hair off.
Well, you are keeping Miss Britney Spears in your prayers, and let's not forget to keep her sister Jamie Lynn Curtis.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
In
you
your
said
prayers.
Jamie Lynn Curtis.
I was gonna say Jamie Lynn Curtis, bitch, because bitch, we haven't heard from that bitch since Broadway 101.
What about
Miss Michael? Will never get my bitch. He will never get my bitch. Okay.
Yeah, she.
Ever.
I think he liked chasing her on the cool. He ain't had shit else to do. He said, I'm going to fuck with my sister this year.
Y'all saw that last one?
I loved it.
Did she get him?
It's amazing. I'm not going to spill. Bitch, you think that was going to kill my bitch? You think that was going to bring her back to life only to kill her again? You think that was
going to
bring her back for the same shit flave? You think that was going to bring her back for the same fucking shit flave? Hell the fucking
I appreciate Jamie Lee Curtis. She started off with Michael Myers as a scream queen, and she ended that hoe because she had got them Activia commercials. But other than that, what's she doing?
We would not give Jamie Lee Curtis the scream queen, even though everybody calls her that. The original scream queen on this show is Miss Carly Red. Next.
Oh. What'd she say?
For those of you who don't know, Miss Carly Red was on the show Scream Queens, okay?
Did she win?
She didn't win, that but black it's okay. She's winning now, bitch. We know about her name now, okay?
I'm
on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
I know it's off of Fox, and I'm totally confused.
No, the Scream, they had a reality show called Scream Queens, and people was auditioning to be in Saw. So it was like different mentally challenges.
No.
Carly Rae was definitely
from Love
and
Hip Hop, Carly Rae.
And that's when they was like, how old is this bitch? Because she was already like 40 on
She's also in BAPS. She's also in BAPS. She's also in BAPS.
I saw her in BAPS.
Damn, Carly.
So that was the 90s. So she could have been 20 then. So she's just 40 now.
No, they said it. That's
well, she's like 45.
It's okay.
Good luck on your baby journey and having a baby, Carly. We wish you the luck from the university.
She having a baby?
Well, you know, they talking about she trying to go through the process. You know, she got her fiance, so it's going to bring it up later in the season, like in virtual.
I have not
video.
Been watching this season at all.
It's just
all.
Good. It's
I
talking
need to
about
catch
the
up.
Spice and the black apocalypse.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, when she tried to bleach her skin.
Yeah, but that's all makeup.
It was try to make a point.
I get
yeah.
the point that she made, y'all. I really get the point.
And I do like the song.
Do me
Black hypocrisy.
Do me.
Talk with the What the fuck you want to change your fucking skin for motherfucking spice? Makes you motherfucking look like a goddamn sellout. Then you got Arian over here crying for this bitch. You over here want to be
Mimi
his bitch
said
friend.
That?
You know how Mimi, when Mimi get excited, she get to spitting and shit.
Yeah,
and
oh my
her.
God.
Like, well,
Mimi
bitch,
goes
you gonna
the
hit
fuck
me with
off.
No flowers. You never seen Mimi go off? Mimi goes off.
By the time I had really started watching, Jocelyn had humbled her.
That's what I'm saying. Mimi ain't got no line unless she talk. Well, last season, she was just sitting there. And then anytime, she was just, like, talking shit. Like, the pole. The last big thing I remember her having was the pole swinging.
Oh my gosh. But before we leave,
shot this season.
Before
shot
we leave, since we're on reality shows, I would like to give a little shout out to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. We have one more episode for the reunion. You all please tune in. Miss Nene Lisa's reading up. All of them.
What about the
Portia
baby shower too? The baby special.
Oh, the special? I'm
not
gonna watch it.
I'm happy for Portia.
I'm watching
to see what Portia wearing, to see her hair. I'm not gonna be watching for the story, but I'm gonna
didn't we already see it on Instagram anyway?
I don't have Instagram.
What's the point of them even like post? Like, there should be like a rule that they can't post certain events
to afterwards.
That,
right.
Well,
that's how
I
used to be on reality TV.
I like how they do that because we already know the behind the scenes. We don't have to worry about the bullshit.
Point.
We know the true story.
That means we ain't gotta watch it if we don't
want to. And now the celebrities have the platform, you know, to go talk about it.
The only thing. Her whole storyline was Dennis. Is Dennis.
She's
I don't care.
I liked her. No, she got into it with Nene a couple times. I liked the Portia this season. Huh,
she get into
made
it,
up.
But she don't got no business ventures. Everybody else got a business venture.
We will not, baby. She has multiple business ventures.
Okay, she got the hairline, but she don't ever talk about it or do nothing.
She always talk about her girl naked hair. What are you talking about?
Cynthia got all these businesses, but I don't see them moving shit.
You will never.
Just
like
the
you
Cynthia
don't see
Bailey
you will
agency.
Never.
The
you will
Cynthia
never
Bailey
Cynthia.
Wine.
Now, who's making moves is my girl, Candy Burris. Now, to sound off, we only have 5 minutes
always
left. I would like to sound off on today.
Damn,
Deanna,
that was
what was your
hour?
Favorite topic already?
My favorite topic today, tomorrow, yesterday, and when the world stops spinning.
Yes, it's
will be for homecoming for Miss Beyonce.
I guess I haven't seen it yet.
Like,
I'm
going
to go watch it.
Period.
Did you listen to the album? I heard she gave y'all album of a lot
it's
of old music.
Really good. It was. I mean, it's a live version.
It's a live version from Coachella.
Everything.
I can appreciate
right.
a live version over
so,
them.
I mean, it's still like.
Just ask yourself, what has Beyonce done for you lately?
Sweetie, I just spent $19.99 on this title. Let's just thank God that Beyonce has blessed.
I don't know what she's done for him, but Beyonce has blessed us with the actual good documentary, unlike Chris Brown, that went straight to Netflix.
All too right, bad so it went to theaters than, first. Beyonce that, went to straight to Netflix
for $60 million.
It don't matter, but he was still in theaters first.
It was
it went
to
theaters
to
first.
Cynthia, sign off on your ending topic.
My ending topic was, like I said, it went to theaters first. With the DVD, with the soundtrack, all that shit, Beyonce just made a little more money because she did Coachella, but she's still a little far. She's far behind. Anyway, I like having Dion here today.
Oh, thank you, Santina. All right.
That was her favorite part.
I love you so much.
I just don't know, I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. It's been a while. And we got to change that. It's going
to
be more.
I know. We do. We need to get together for an old time game.
Right.
Sip some tea. Smoke
every time
some
the
weed.
Rodeo comes, I do think of you. Because
I know. Me too. I was like, damn,
and
man.
Like, to be honest, I want to thank you so much for that experience because you cannot say anything bad about Shawn Mendes to me because that
performance
live,
was live.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
So thank you for that. I love you too.
My first year, I seen the Jonas Brothers and the China McClain sisters. My best friend was like, bitch, I could have gave this to my little sister.
China McClain?
It was the China McClain sisters.
We are not going to do the McClain sisters.
They were a group?
Yeah, they were a group. You know, the baddest one is the middle sister.
I wouldn't say all that.
The baddest one is the middle sister with that red bob.
Oh, you mean baddest in looks?
Not vocals. No. Maybe Sienna or La China. No, she can sing too. Middle sister can sing too.
Baby, middle sister.
Sing,
middle
the
sister
is
the Beyonce. Middle sister is the goddamn Michelle, bitch. We already know the girl from Empire, the top sister, and we know China. The middle
sister. I forgot
sister
that bitch
is
on Empire.
The, girl, the goddamn
she
Michelle.
She looked better. I'm just saying she looked. I like that red hair and that bald.
My favorite topic of today is Wendy Williams. You guys, y'all know I love my mother Wendy, and I'm so proud of her for finally speaking her motherfucking truth. You all, it has been a great show. I'll thank you for my two motherfucking badass bitches co-host panelists, Shantia Ashley and Deion Dadidi. Of course, no problem. You all, I would like to thank you all for tuning in live for the second episode. Again, be sure to follow The University on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. And we would like to invite you all for next week. And whatever Shantia would like to shout out, we're going to shout it out for y'all. And thank you so much.
I'm just going to say drink water. It's summertime. Drink water.
Bitch, bye, drink y'all. Vodka. Bye.
Attention all. It is the Professor D with the T coming to you live from the University Podcast Studios. Where we service tea to its hottest degree. And it's always piping hot. We come to class for the latest gags. We check the books for the latest looks. You guys, class is now in session.
Class is in session.
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 In session.